It's time once again for another adventure of Superhuman!
Oh, look! Up in the sky, it's a pecan tree!
Oh, oh no! Oh, it's a linoleum floor!
It's a pecan tree! It's got nougat all over it, so I know that it's a pecan tree!
Yes! Superhuman! Strange interloper from another planet! Superhuman is faster than a tall building, more powerful than a single bound, able to shoot locomotives with a speeding bullet! Superhuman, fighting for truth, justice, and $5.50 an hour! We find Superhuman flying in a lazy circle over small-town USA. Suddenly, a flaming helicopter piloted by Old Aunt Martha catches his eye.
Help me! I'm burning up!
Why, look! Aunt Martha is piloting that flaming helicopter! I'll just go save her... Oh, gosh, I'm 5 minutes late for Lana's toga party. Oh, well, too bad she couldn't have come along 5 minutes sooner. I would have saved her. Bye, Aunt Martha!
Down! 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 Into the depths of despair! Help me!
Tune in again next week for another adventure of Superhuman! It's time for another adventure of Superhuman!
Oh, look! Up in the sky! It's a pecan tree!
Oh, no, it ain't. It's a linoleum floor.
Oh, it's a pecan tree. It's coming along the
Yes, strange interloper from another planet, Superhuman! Faster than a tall building, more powerful than a single bound, able to shoot locomotives with a speeding bullet. Superhuman, fighting for truth, justice, and $5.50 an hour. We find Superhuman flying in a lazy circle over small town USA. Suddenly, a flaming helicopter piloted by Old Aunt Martha catches his eye.
Why, that's Old Aunt Martha piloting that flaming helicopter. I better go save her. Wait. Oh, gosh, I'm late for Lena's toga party. Too bad she didn't come along 5 minutes sooner. I might have saved her. Well, bye, Aunt Martha!
I'm going down! Down! Down!
Tune in again next week for another exciting episode of Superhuman!
Is that recued?
Last summer, the Iron Leopard Street Gang in Chicago's Woodbine area became aware of a slowdown in the transfer of appropriated goods from their boys on the street to their fences. The system was breaking down.
Police! Freeze, punk!
This problem was traced to malfunctions in the Iron Leopard's security structure.
I'm gonna cut you up, copper!
The Iron Leopards called in the people at Bull Security Systems to solve their problem. We show them how to organize the neighborhood, develop a strong direct mail approach to power in the streets. It ended their security problem for good.
Police! Freeze, punk!
You freeze, daddy-o! I just got elected to Congress! I got immunity! Consider yourself laid off!
Proving once again, the system is the solution.
Music established.
Hey, Dad!
Let's go bowling!
Okay, son. I'll get my ball.
Gee, Dad, you're swell.
Son.
A great American scene. Millions of fathers throughout our nation each day share athletic activities with their sons. This rapport between parent and child is the backbone of our society and makes us proud to be Americans. But would this be possible if communist terrorists were able to roam our streets at will? Let's see.
Hey, Dad! Let's go bowling!
Okay, son. I'll get my ball.
Freeze, Jocko! We are communist homosexual terrorists, and we're moving in. Here, kid, smoke this heroin. You old man, sit down in the rocking chair. No exercise for you. We want you weak and flabby.
Well, forget about bowling, son. I just want to rest and watch TV and smoke a whole carton of cigarettes.
Who cares, Dad? I'm gonna go make some girls pregnant and spit on the flag!
Our work is done here! Later!
The only thing standing between this...
Gee, Dad, you're swell!
...and this...
Pass me more opium, Svetlana.
...is a strong system of American public sewage. Support your American sewer systems today.
Okay. All right.
Gee, hi, old geezer. How are you?
Real buckaroo, I don't feel too good today, you know. Oh. As a matter of fact, since you mentioned it, I just don't feel very well at all. No, it's just one of those times I just don't feel well at all.
Gee, old geezer, that's...
Feel bad.
It's too bad. I guess I better go home now. Bye, old geezer.
If I felt better, I just don't feel good today, buckaroo.
Bye,
thanks for asking.
Bye, old geezer. Gee. It doesn't feel very... Gosh. Bye, old geezer.
Now, Midnight Mondo presents Doctor Talk. A frank discussion on the causes, the cures of the medical profession. Today we have with us Dr. Norman Geist, MD.
Just call me DNG, MD for short.
Dr. Geist has collected significant data that seems to show a direct correlation between UFO sightings over Iowa farm communities and a decrease in the cases of cancer in those towns.
True.
Dr. Geist?
Correct. No jive. The UFOs have effectively stopped cancer in several central Iowa towns simply by flying over the infected areas of the town.
Fascinating. What's the scientific explanation for this phenomenon,
Simple.
Doctor?
Simple. Saucer power. Simple saucer power.
Saucer power?
That's how you say it. You see, cancers of any kind cannot live near saucer-like shapes. And I've noticed this for the first time in West Virginia when a folk healer cured a flare-up of toe cancer I'd had since college days by fanning it with a dinner plate. The next day, my toe cancer skipped town.
Can this power you attribute to saucers be verified, Doctor?
It doesn't have to be. Look down through history. People eat food off plates. Dogs bay at the moon.
I see.
All shaped like saucers. Uh-huh. Why, Joan of Arc had a saucer on her breastplate. Attila the Hun slid his elephants down three of the Alps on giant saucers.
But that doesn't seem
a man
to...
In Peru grew a cat to world record size by feeding him milk from a saucer.
Doctor, that doesn't make sense.
Sense? I don't have to make sense. I'm a member of the AMA.
Oh.
I put my razor blades under saucers, and that's my business. They grow hair.
I see. That is irrefutable proof, Doctor.
Well, I think most people would have to go along with you there.
Thank you, Dr. Geist. Stay tuned next time for more Doctor Talk.
I will.
And now, Midnight Mondo presents cheap, trashy imitations of popular songs as done by the Soundalikes.
Under mommy's porch, I keep a little paper sack with a propane torch to Ichiku Park with a Cub Scout pack.
What will we do there?
We'll burn trees, yeah!
squirrels there.
I want some American cheese there.
It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum.
Now, Midnight Mondo and this station present another salute to famous honky.
Today, we recognize the contributions of another famous honky.
My grandmother!
Your grandmother? Your grandmother? What did she
do? Well, not much, really, but I owe her a great personal debt, $25. No, so I thought I'd honor her memory with a song.
What are you doing?
Hit it, boys!
Oh, my grandmother was a honky. My grandmother was a honky. My grandmother was a honky, just like Zazu Pitts.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, and those of you who don't care anymore, this is the Reverend Oral Fixation of the Fourth Dimensional Foursquare Cryptic Coptic Church of the Killer Bees, interrupting your radio wave with the help of higher forces. Yes, brothers and sisters, I know many of you out there are alone with friends, picking at your faces with big pens, flipping like fish on the shag carpets of suburban reality. Yes, brothers and sisters, snacking at the salad bar of Entropic Doom. And you need help. If you have some kind of a question, Reverend Oral has some kind of answer.
What's the answer?
Yeah. Are you hungry? Are you hungry, brothers and sisters? Eat food. Yeah. Are you insecure? Too bad. Are you fat and shy? Donate your liver to science and lose 15 pounds fast. Yeah, then buy back that liver and have it transplanted onto your shoulder blades like St. Paul did to the Ephesians. What a great way to spark conversations with strangers. Yes, if you need the answers, just send the money to me, Reverend Oral Fixation, in care of this station. Remember, if you're broke, that's your problem. But if you're rich, then send your problem to me for a fee. Brothers and sisters, pass the bees in the jaws. If you're saved, then you can finger the bees. Brothers and sisters, you're there saved. Yeah, brothers and sisters, throw that man out of here. Yeah. Hey, he's a non-believer.
It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Edsel.
Yippee!
I'm Otis 12,
hey.
And that's
Diver Dan Domi! Hey!
Hey! What's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Hey, tonight a new superhero graces the soundstage of Midnight Mondo!
Hey, and terrorists attack the American sewage system right here on Midnight Mondo. Billy Frenzer, what's on tonight?
Hey, religious revivals with the Reverend Oral Fixation and a peek at the medical industry with doctors.
Hey,
might as well
be.
Oral what?
Fixation.
Hey,
it's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be
one of the all-time. Oh, it's one of the all-time greats of modern music is playing here.
Yeah, but
we are absolutely killing here.
Yeah, but where's
all this fooling around? It's no fat squaller.
Where's the Tootski? Hey, where's the Tootski, Steve? Hey, where's Sleeper, that engineer? Isn't the engineer supposed to bring the Tootski?
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Hey, get off the board, man. Oh my God. Hey, a brand new version of Ichiku Bark. And advice on using deodorant in small rooms. Midnight Mondo. There's such a lot of living
to do.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
Well,
it looks like another sort of mellow evening's passed here on Midnight Mondo.
Sure does.
This place isn't bad for a drunk tank.
Starring,
Ogden.
Oh, Ogden.
Ogden.
I'm Otis, 12. And that, is...
Diver, Dan Doomy. That's me. Wow.
Hey, we're all high, of course.
Mellowed out.
Far out. Hey,
we're way up there.
Can anyone here tell me what's on the show next week?
No, man.
I can't maintain that long.
I'm in a euphoria, man.
You might know where you can get some good Chinese food.
Steve Sleeper on control. Steve, where are the Q-tips?
I lost him, man.
Where are the controls, Steve?
I don't know, man. Hey, thanks, man.
Here's the denatured alcohol. I think I'll clean my head.
I'd like to thank Fats Waller for being here tonight.
Fats. Fats.
First Fats.
He's over there in the corner. If it isn't love.
Was Fats really fat?
Very knocks me out.
Not enough.
Good night from Midnight Mondo.
In the sky.
Yeah.
If it isn't love,
Mondo,
then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is.